So, seeing as not everybody finished everything in the siman, we'll try to speak things out a little more fully. So, there is a particular case, we won't yet describe the case, where there are three opinions. The Riva is Machmir, Rabbeinu Baruch is Mekel based off of Bittel Berov, and Rabbeinu Shimshon is Mekel even without Rov, because we're not Choshish for Isser at all. So now we have to figure out what the case is. So what's the case? So there are three ways to understand the case. So according to the Rambah, let's start with the fish case. We'll get to eggs later. So you have a big pot of fish, and mixed into your sardines is a shrimp, Ivey. So according to the Rambah, you first poured out most of the fish. Let's say you poured out 60 out of the 100 fish. Then you drained the remaining liquid from the pot. And then you poured out the remaining 40 fish. And that's why Rabbeinu Baruch is Mako, because while it's true 40 fish became Usser, but 60 fish are Mutter, and when you have the 60 Mutter fish mixed with the 40 Usser fish, so they should be Batel Berov, Batel Chad Betrei, very simple. According to the Shach, we're talking about a case where you first poured out the liquid, then you poured out the 60 fish, then you poured out the 40 fish. Why would the Riva be Machmir? So, why the Riva is Machmir is a very interesting question. We'll talk about it a little more later. But the Shach thinks that the Riva is Machmir because in Balua Yotze, he thinks Balua is Yotze below Rotev. So the 40 fish became Aser, and they could Aser the 60 fish even without Rotev. Rabbeinu Baruch is Mekel, because in Balua Yotze Rotev. The simple reading of the Beis Yosef doesn't say anything about pouring out the water. Sounds like from the Beis Yosef that you simply first poured out the 60 fish and then you poured out the 40 fish with their liquid. Now, the problem is that if that's what happens, so fine. So the 60 fish are mutter, the 40 fish plus their liquid became usser, and when you poured the 40 fish onto the 60 fish, then what should have happened with the 60 fish? It's good you're doing chazara. If you're not doing chazayim, at least you'll be doing chazara. So what would you say? What would the halacha be by the 60 fish? Right, they should at least be aser bechdei klipa because of iroi. So the Shach actually says, yeah, nachanami, according to the Beis Yosef, they would be. Why don't we mention that? Even Rabbeinu Baruch, right, the Mekel view, would be aser bechdei klipa. But Mustami don't eat the fish skin anyway. Who eats fish skin? Sardines eat the fish skin. But anyway, the point is that in nachanami, there would taka be an aser klipa. That's what we're talking about. So, okay, so we'll talk about now Tutsiyum. Let's start with the Ramaz case. So again, start off with 100 fish that are Hatter, one shrimp. And you pour out, again, we'll have to consider other possibilities later, but for simplicity's sake, we'll just assume you pour out two batches, 60 and 40. So in that case, if the heter was in the first batch, then you're certainly okay, right? If the heter is with the 60, no problem. If the isser, sorry, thank you. If the isser was in the first batch, you're okay. Now, what? Let's imagine it was 50-50. If the isser was in the first batch, you'd also be okay, right? Klisheni's not oser. Davar Gushin in a klisheni, let's assume, we're not choshish for the marshal, so it won't aser it either. What if the iser fish was in the second batch? So if it was 60-40, so the 40 would be aser, and what happens to the remaining 60? Would the 60 be, let's say you hold of Hanan. So could the 40 aser the 60? So yeah, let's think.
Right.
So what? So let's think about first the fish and then the rotev. In terms of the fish, it should be okay, right? They would be batochad betray. Shouldn't be a problem. because they shouldn't be able to aser any other fish, because ein bo leyotze b'lo rotev. If you have to be concerned with the rotev, so that, and that's exactly why the Rama writes, he quotes Dagosh Aridura as saying this. The Shach didn't think he understood Dagosh Aridura correctly, but the Rama, we'll start, this is in the Darkei Moshe before, I know you guys didn't see the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, but the Darkei Moshe says that that as long as you poured out the liquid in between the first batch and the second batch, that would solve the problems. Now let's say you didn't pour out the rotev, so in other words, you just did 60, like the simple reading of the Beis Yosef, right? 60, and then without pouring out rotev, you poured out the 40. So the pashtus would be, like you said before, that it should aser, the rotev should aser the 60 fish bichdei klipa.
Why is it, I'm sorry, why is it bottle chad betray? Why isn't there zero?
Very good. So what's the answer? Why do we generally say... exactly. Meaning to say, this obviously Nir Chazer from Tzadi Ches also. What's the reason why we're machmir for Yavesh be Yavesh Mim Bishen Omino? According to the Shach. Say like the Shach.
Shemi Vashel.
If you were in Vashel together, would there be a Tam Shelisser?
Yeah.
No.
With shrimp? Yeah. No.
There's one shrimp and 100 kosher fish. So if you were to cook the if you were to cook the whole 100 fish together, first batch plus second batch, would there be tam?
No.
So therefore, there's no gzeres shem yivashlim.
That's true.
The only time we're mako, we're machmir for shishim, in yavesh biyavesh, is in a case where if you were to cook them together, there would be tam kicker.
Specifically, our example, we're being machalic between whether or not you pour the rotev in or you remove the rotev.
That's only a nafgamina. Well, so far from what we said, alts the klipa. If you remove the rotev, then you don't have to worry about a klipa in this. But if you didn't remove the rotev, then you'd have to worry about a klipa. You'd have to ask your klipa of all 100 fish, right?
Why isn't that shrimp diffused into everything in Batsbashisha?
The shrimp started off. When there was 100 in a pot, it was batel shisha, but it had no effect on anything, right? But when you poured out 60, and now there's 40, so there's enough tam in a shrimp to aser 40 fish plus the water that's there. That remains. We call it what you want. The point is, we're always choshesh, just like if the fish goes from pot to pot to pot to pot to pot, 100 different pots, it'll aser 100 different pots. Because we're choshesh that all the tam, none of the tam went out the first time, and all the tam went out the second time.
Right, but once it goes, if we're pouring all the contents of the 40 into the 60?
Yeah.
So then why isn't it...
No, because it's a klisheni.
Iroi will aser
a klipa. If you didn't pour out the liquid after the first pouring, before the second pouring, that liquid, the fish can't aser the fish. But the liquid, which is aser, there's tam shrimp in it, should aser a klipa of the 60 fish at the bottom.
Why
so
is it not bottle? Why is the tam shrimp in the rotev not bottle in the 100?
The tam shrimp in the rotev will actually, the rotev is tam shrimp, and that will be absorbed into the klipa of the 60 fish there. There's not shishim in the klipa connected to the tam of the shrimp necessarily. And certainly if you hold of chanan, it would be a problem. In which case? You're asking a new case? The fish themselves, we would always say about them, they're batel chad betray.
Most good things can be aser as klipa.
Right.
If there's rotev.
You'd have to spill out the rotev. Unless there's shishim keneged the rotev, which presumably there isn't. If there was shishim keneged the rotev, meaning shishim in the heter rotev versus the iser rotev. If you had shishim in the heter rotev versus the iser rotev, you don't have to throw out the rotev. If you didn't have shishim in the heter rotev versus the iser rotev, you'd have to throw out all the rotev. Then you could down on the fish. As long as there's rove heter fish versus iser fish, in our example, 60 to 40 would be mutter. If there was shishim in the hatter rotev connected the iser rotev, then you would neither have to shrut the rotev nor the shrimp, the fish.
Why do you need shishim in the hatter rotev? Why can't you have shishim in the fish?
Because there's no further transference.
It's just klipa.
Rotev to rotev, right. In other words, there's iser rotev and there's hatter rotev. So there, You always need shishim. By lach belach. What happens? All the iser rotev gets mixed in without the rotev, so why wouldn't you need shishim?
The rotev is vadei aser.
The rotev is vadei aser unless you have shishim connected to the rotev.
But the klipas of the fish.
The klipas and the fish will be aser because you don't. With chanan, for sure they're aser. Even without chanan, you don't necessarily have shishim in the klipa keneged the tam shrimp in the rotev. But if you did, and you didn't hold of chanan, then maybe in a chanam you wouldn't even need a klipa. But assuming that you do hold of chanan, you'd certainly need a klipa. And even if you didn't hold of chanan, you'd probably need a klipa, because you can't assume that there's shishim in a klipa keneged the tam shrimp should be rotev. Yeah.
I think there are a couple of shanos that like, you need shishim not just connected to the rotev, but connected to all the fish.
I don't know what lashonos you're talking about.
Like in the shach, for example, I think he said.
We'll go to the shach. We'll go to the shach. Yeah.
B'shem Yivash, we go on saying the gzera mimimino, but you wouldn't even need that here. Meaning, even if you say chanan, it's still b'mino, we pass it, it's b'mino shel dag tahor.
No, so his question is like this. He was saying that since shrimp has a different tam than fish, let's assume for the moment, right?
Okay.
And 40 of these fish have tam shrimp in them, right? If you actually tasted the fish, you would taste shrimp in 40 fish, right? So therefore, his question was, how could we assume that their batel chad betray?
We'll never.
To which I answered, because if you're a mevashleim,
there would never be another
thing
completely.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the pashup shot. The pashup shot is if you didn't remove the rotev, then you would have a problem with iroi kadei klipa. The Taz quotes a Maharshal who understands that everything would still be okay. What is it, Hatter?
It's a Hatter who argues on the shot. The Tzadik has reason for.
No.
Yeah,
you can't find this, sir.
Of course you can. It's 48.
So the answer, I think, is like this. That you can't even the Isser Vehetter, this is a question that we're going to do in Kuftes, so we're going to get to it shortly. But generally speaking, do we treat two things that look the same, but have a different taste because they were boleya something, as min mimino or min mishaino mino. So that we'll get to more with kuftes. In this case, I would assume the Isser Vehetter would agree, though, because since by looking at them even very, very carefully, you couldn't distinguish. You're saying, well, since you could distinguish ayide te'ima, that should be enough. But I don't know that the Isser Vehetter would say that. I thought the Isser Vehetter meant that since if you look very carefully, you could see the difference between them, so unless they're shishim or machmir. Here you could look as carefully as you want, unless you have unless your eyes could see tam, you won't be able to see the difference. Yeah.
All
right. Wait! I'm not told you're asking for the shach, not up to the shach yet.
You're describing the case of Eroi.
Don't worry. I'm not up to that yet. You'll ask in 1 minute. So. So that's the pashup shot that a klipa would be aser, right? If you didn't take out the water. The Taz quotes the Marshal as saying that everything would still be okay. This is Taz Dalet.
With the water.
Yeah. In other words, Rabbeinu Baruch would be lenient. The middle view would be leaning, even if you didn't pour out the water. I'm not sure why. Yesterday, Robbie and I were working on this, and I think we had four different pshatim. None of them were 100% glatt. But it seems to me that he's probably saying that we assume, even though we assume Iroi is kikli rishon for klipa, and even though we assume it's mevashel kikli rishon for klipa, but it's not mafladu mavliya ke'echad. So you don't have to worry that the aser water will aser the fish. Why? Because the water gets mixed in with the other water, and the water can't cause the fish that were boleya iser to be maflit into the water, and then nivla, and then the fish to be boleah from the water because they're not maflet umavliya kachad, even in Iruk Kli Rishon. Now, we talked about this here in the middle of Chazar, right? That the Ramah and the Shach and the like, correct? Even the Shach claims, even the Ramah's machmir, that it's maflet umavliya kachad by food. We're talking about food. He just says the Ramah's mako by Caleb. But I think that's the way the Marshal seems to be assuming. And it also assumes for some reason that the liquid only interacts with the liquid and gets mixed up with the liquid and wouldn't be directly absorbed by the fish. And I don't know why he's not worried about that. So I don't really understand the Marshal. If you figure it out, you can let me know. But that's the Marshal's opinion for some reason that if it's the Iroi would not osir the fish. So therefore, even if you don't pour out the liquid, it would be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem. The Minchas Yaakov says, and this is really the view of the Ramah. The Ramah really says this also. The Shach gets upset at the Ramah for saying this. But the Ramah says, it's most clear in Taras Chatas. Very kedai to see the Taras Chatas on the Siman. The Ramah says that Iroi would actually asur it bekulo. Now why? Why would Iroi asur bekulo? Right? Don't we say Iroi is only asur kedai klipa? So the Minchas Yaakov and the Tzvi Letzadik both say this answer. They say no, that since it's hot, Yad Soledis Bo, so then it would Aser Bekulo. And we don't say Ademekar Le Balaporta for the Iroi, that only when it's cold. But if it's still hot, Yad Soledis Bo, so in this case you pour it out 60, and then you right afterwards pour it out 40, then that Iroi could asur the remaining fish bekulo. Now, obviously, in order to asur all 100 fish, you would have to hold of Hanan, but the ledidan that we hold of Hanan by Shari Surim, then it would asur bekulo. And that seems to be the view of the Raman, our Simon, as expressed in the Toras Chatas.
This is an exception
to normally we say Tasa Gavar, and it's and therefore, since it's in a klisheni, it should only asur kedei klipa, the Iroi. But since it's still Yad Soledis Bo, the fish, the 60 fish that get that right that get hit by the remaining. This right again, you pour it out in two shots.
Right.
Pour out 60, pour out 40, right? One. So it's a boiling hot pot of fish. So when you poured out 60, so now they're in a klisheni, it's true, they're in a bowl, let's say. But they're still Yad Soledis Bo, right? And then right afterwards you pour out the remaining 40.
So if I would pour, I don't know, tray cheese or something on them, would you say, or whatever, like something that would asur them based on Tasar, would that asur?
What do you mean asur that based off Tasar? There, Tasar is Sonim. If you were to go ahead,
some people Kham and Zone. Meaning, are we treating it as Kham so Kham, which is Asurin Kulo?
Yeah,
So then, let's say
more
you
or less.
Pour something cold in.
No, so it's something in between, because it is a klisheni. In other words, it's a expansion of Ademekar Bala Porta.
Bala Harbe.
Right.
So when would you ever? When would you ever have the Kulo of klisheni now?
Klisheni is typically it's cold. Not Yad Soledis Bo.
Well, then there's not a heter klisheni.
Only bringing them
not Yad Soledis Bo.
No, the heter of
hot klisheni.
No, this is only normally klisheni has no blios, right? This is a chumra only within the world of Iroi. When do we say usually if you do when do we say Iroi is only klipa and not kulo? Right, remember there was an opinion in the Rishonim that Iroi asur is kulo. So we don't accept that opinion. We say Iroi only asur is klipa.
Right.
There's an exception to that rule. What's the exception? If it's Yad Soledis Bo.
So the Tasa Gavar is not going to shine.
But Tasa Gavar is when the bottom is actually cold. But when the bottom is hot, when its bottom is Yad Soledis Bo, even though it's in a klisheni, it asur is kulo. And you'll see the Shach gets all upset about this in our Siman. You thought we were finished Kuf Hei. You never get away from Kuf Hei. Sorry. It's like Hanan. It's like you think you're done, but
this is bringing Tosfos and the Rashba much closer to each other. terms of cliche.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So now let's take your question. Oh, it was a long minute. Yes.
Yes, I thought the hero is the shock of mashma. You need not just connect with the rota, but connect with the things. Because he says,
I don't know what you mean, but you can show me the line.
Oh, I mean, I thought he said.
You sure?
Okay. He's lying. Yeah. He says, eroikically, if there's still rota in there, he says, eroikically, Rishonim came and wrote it, mole chatami chaticha lechaticha. So I thought that mashma meaning you.
Where are you reading from?
Both.
Yeah, I have the same version as you, so you can. In Shach Aleph.
Shach Aleph. It's really sort of middle-ish. Oh, you know what? It's near the break between the Hagos Haaretz and Imri Bina.
Okay.
A couple lines up. One line up. Line starts from At Mayim.
Okay, yeah.
And the middle of line is the Iro Kipli.
Okay, let's see here. Davar Benu Baruch Ziyato Lo Matirim Ela Kishe Ira Hamayim Bein Taim Lekli Acher. Right, achar iroi rishon kodem sheira achar kacha dagim shebemachvas avalim nishar meat mayim im adagim. So if you didn't pour out the water in between one and two, right? You didn't pour out you didn't drain the water after the first pouring before the second pouring. Viiros on lekara kol aser. Then everything would be aser. Iroi kikli rishon, right? Vemkein harotev molechatam mechaticha lechaticha vakol aser. Im ein sham shishim, right? Now, then the shach asks on it. That's what the Toras Chatas wrote, right? The kashuli, I don't understand. Lama li shishim hakai malan de iroi enum avliya yosim ekde klipa. This was what we just asked.
No, I understand, but still, he's not necessarily asking.
So he's asking
about mechaticha that the rotet is being molich.
That's his question.
Mechaticha might be asking on hakol aser.
Right, why should Hakol be Aser?
Right.
Only a Klipa should be Aser.
No. Right.
That's his question. So Shach thinks that only a Klipa is Aser. The Raman Taras Chatas says Kol is Aser.
Right. Sure.
The Shach says, why is Hakol Aser? It should be a Klipa.
Right, I understand. I'm just saying that he still, the Shach said, or it was quoting that Harotev Mole Chatam Michaticha Lechaticha, which that part, even if you say it only goes to the Klipa, it still sounds like you need Keneged all the fish, not just Keneged the Rotev. If not just focusing on the rotev, it's focusing on the transference from the chatichos of fish, that wouldn't you need shishim connected?
That's an interesting. Well, you would need, like the Taz points out, you'd need shishim in the rotev shall heter, connected the rotev shall iser, if you wanted to be mati or the rotev. Now, it's an interesting ha'ara, which is, why did the Rama have to add in that it's mechaticha lechaticha, the rotev itself should directly cause the iser, right?
Right.
Which is part of the shach's hara.
I mean, you think it goes, we only say it after today klipa, and so too we wouldn't need.
No, in other words, it doesn't help. Either way, a klipa's, it can't aser more than a klipa. And since the rotev itself is aser, why do you need the rotev to take the tam from the chaticha to chaticha? The rotev itself is aser.
Right, so I thought it was basically shear, that you would then need a bigger shear to.
It doesn't matter. Either way, you would aser a klipa no more. So you don't have to, you don't need that added step.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Fine. So again, because of this shaila, that the rotev creates a problem, so like we said, the Rama in the Darkei Moshe says that we poured out, you poured out 60, then you drained the rotev, then you poured out the remaining 40. So, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, everything is mutter, right? There's no birya problem because you removed the shrimp. And there's no... Okay, good. So now, why would the Riva be machmir? Right? Why the Riva Machmir? So this isn't so clear. There are three possibilities that I saw. Number one is the Shach. The Shach says that the Riva is Machmir because he thinks that it goes me kli al kli below rotev, or me ochal la ochal, I should say, below rotev. So the 40 fish have the capacity to aser the 60 fish even without rotev. And there's, you have to, you know, the second, and there's Hanan. The Bach says that the Riva doesn't hold in Hanesar. So since we say Hanan in the Dagim, Shabalu Isser, it's like Gufa Isser, and therefore they could aser the others even without Rotev. Sort of like we say for Basa B'chalav, or the Ran's view.
Well, that would still only be Klipa, no?
No.
Kliba. There's no Rotev.
What?
There's no Rotev, so it's still only...
It would be Natila, yeah. Natila. A small fish. We're talking about shrimp. And sardines. The whole thing is Natila.
Maybe tuna.
Right, so this would correspond to views we have. It's very hard to imagine, you know, imagine how big the pot's going to be if you have 100 tuna. and no, in other words, it's like, you know, the Pashup shot in the Metzias here is we are talking about a very small fish. So, right, so the Shach's understanding is based off of the Mordechai. Remember the Darki Moshe understood that the Mordechai didn't hold of Ein Balua, that Balua is Yote Me'ochel Ochel Lo Rotev. So that would be the Shach's view of the Riva. The Bach's view of the Riva is he holds something along the lines of the Ran. Yad Yehuda says the pshat is that we're talking about a case where you did drain the fish, but l'chora after you drain the fish, there's still a little bit of moisture between them. So therefore, the Riva holds that a small amount of moisture allows the balua to transfer from fish to fish. So that's how it asers the rest of the fish. It's like the Chavos Das, but remember, the Yad Yehuda agreed to the Chavos Das by Ochel to Ochel. He just disagreed by Kli al Kli. So Rabbeinu Baruch would be Aliba de Hilchasa. We pass him like Rabbeinu Baruch, or maybe even Rabbeinu Shimshon, but certainly not the Riva. So therefore, there's a little bit of moisture, so Riva's Machmir, that little bit of moisture allows the Aser fish to Aser, the 40 Aser fish to Aser, the 60 Mutter fish. And that's the Yad Yehuda's understanding. So okay, so somehow that's one of that's what the Riva holds.
Why would Ochel to Kli be different from the Yad Yehuda?
Kli al Kli from versus
so
Ochel to Ochel?
I was asked with the airplane case, there was Rotev between two Kelim, why would that be any different?
Because Kelim are Maflet without...
And no Achlis Lo.
Yeah. That's exactly why the Yad Yehuda rejected the Chavos Das. Why wouldn't that liquid in between the two kelim be aser? The little amount of moisture should be aser. And once
it's with less rotive, meaning here you need more rotive because it's not low achlifa.
Food, you need more, right? Yeah. Like the Chavos Das food from Tzli.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
It still is not Kli Rishon. So how, even if there's rotive, isn't there still an issue?
You'd also say I have to be machmir for Kli Sheni. Yeah. Menachanami.
I think I saw the Kli Sheni.
Or Gush. Either way. Yeah. Either you'd have to take one of the marshals, Chumras. Okay. Now, either way, all this is predicated on there being a lot of fish, right? If there were, let's say, 80 fish and 40 came out the first time, and there was another that 40 came out the second time, and there's not a lot of Rotev, and the Isser was in the second batch, then they could all become Aser, assuming Hanan. So that would be a problem. If there's 100 and it's 50-50, and there's not a lot of Rotef, you'd also have a problem. The higher the number of fish you get, the less likely there's a problem, right? If you have more than 120 or more, it will always be okay. Once it's less than 120, so then you have to figure out what number came out in the first batch and what number came out in the second batch, and make sure that there's Rov in the first batch connected to the second batch. And that's why eggs are more of a problem, because usually you don't cook that many eggs at once. So if you're talking about cooking, like what's the maximum amount of eggs you cook at once in a pot? Like 30 eggs, right? So then you have much more of a problem. So even if it's 30 eggs plus a lot of Rotev, but you won't always, you're much less likely to have Rove in the first batch connected to the second batch. in which case the tam of Rabbeinu Baruch doesn't always apply.
We're talking about boiling eggs, not doing scrambled.
Yeah, of course it's boiling eggs.
If it's scrambled, then it's all just boiled eggs.
Like then you just talk about scrambled. Right. Also, we're talking about a chick, right? Nefrawach. Anyway, yeah, I think we're talking about boiled eggs. Okay, good. So now we've explained the view of the Riva and with the view of Rabbeinu Baruch. So that leaves us with the Rash. The Rash, quoted by the Smag, gives a different reason to be Mako. Why? That we don't have to assume that the Isser came out in the second batch, which is the basis for all of our problems. We could assume that the Isser came out in the first batch. Oh. So then there's a bunch of nafkaminas, let's say, between Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rash. Number one, Rabbeinu Baruch is only Mekel, as we said, if the Rotev is Nishbach in between. Otherwise, it's going to Aser. Klipa, Kulo, however much, is a different Shiloh, let's say Klipa, like the Shach, right? But you need to pour out the Rotev, unless you learn like the Marshal. Rabbeinu Baruch is only Mekel if you pour out the Rotev either for the first batch or in between the first and the second batch. Whereas if you learn like the Rash, even if you didn't pour out the Rotev, it would be fine, right? Another kula is that L'chora, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, the pot should be Aser. Now we'll see what the Ramah says in a moment. But L'chora, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, the pot will be Aser, because no matter what, even if the fish are all mutter, the pot's Aser. Because when there is 40 fish with the shrimp, the pot will have become Aser. Whereas if you learn like Rabbeinu Shimshon, the pot will be mutter. And the third nafkamina, l'chora, this is the mashmos of the Ramah and the Marshal, though the Shach disagrees. Well, we'll talk about this more, but from the Ramah, it sounds like Rabbeinu Shimshon would also be makel by eggs, whereas whereas Rabbeinu Baruch would be machmir by eggs, right? Because you can't assume that you would have rov.
I thought we said that you took out the shrimp, so you knew which one came out.
You took out the shrimp after it's in a klisheni.
Oh, you didn't take it, okay.
If you took out the shrimp when it's still in a klishim, there's no problem, because there's shishim to start with. If there wasn't shishim to start with, then there'd be nothing to talk about. Everything would be us or game, case closed. I'm talking about a case when you cooked it in the pot, there was shishim. And if you had taken out the shrimp when it was still in the pot before you took anything else out, you're great.
Right?
Okay, good. Now, if you take a look at the Ramah, before we even get there. Now, here's the big problem. It's good you guys didn't take the Bechina yet, because this could serve as a very important Chazara now, which is like this. So what's the Svar of Rabbeinu Shimshon? Isura Beruba Isa. Right? What does that mean? Right? You poured out 60, then you poured out 40. So we'll assume that the Isser is Beruba, right? Among the 60, in which case everything is great. Yeah? That's what Rabbeinu Shimshon said. So what is this Soser? What? Yeah! Simen Kuf Aleph! The Rush! Right? Remember, Simen Kuf Aleph, we said like this. Let's say you had
you're in the middle of the test right now.
What?
What if you're in the middle of the test right now?
I didn't give you the test. then you'd be lucky. See? If only you guys would have started. What did we say over there? We said over there at the end of Simen Kuf Aleph, right? That if you have a chaticha ulias gabed, and let's imagine you even had got mixed in with 150 things, and you chopped up 100 of them, so the 100 that are chopped up are mutter mimanafshach, right? If this is here, it's batel, and if this is not here, it's mutter. But the 50 remaining are aser. And remember, the Taz asked, one second, why don't we say Yisur Beruba Isa? What did he answer? Called a parish. Okay, good. So over here, isn't the Rash saying against that? And the Ramah accepts the Rash. The Ramah is saying, the Rash is saying that will assume that Isura Beruba Isa.
What's this different than getting thrown into Yam HaMelech?
Well, that's throwing something Yam HaMelech is a slightly different chiddush. That's a din that we're tola that you threw out the Isser in the event that it's destroyed. Right? And that's a special kula in the din of Bittul Davar Chashuv.
That doesn't fit into the Cholem or Kol Parsh and a couple of things like
right.
that.
Right. The Haraya, if you take out one and it's here, we don't say, oh, that's the Heter one and you could eat the rest. Isser one, and right? Manafshach. That's a special din in Nafal Yam HaMelech. And even then we saw, is it Nafal or Hipil or this or that, right? Okay.
Seems like we're
so again.
To ask a question of what changed, but here there's something that changed.
Oh, very good. You're mechaven to Rabbi. and Avian. So, daily Elam.
Remembered Avian after I said.
It's true. So anyway, but so before we get there, but. This stira is also, by the way, so first of all, I should say that that's why the Gra rejects the Rash. We'll see the Ramah paskins like the Rash. The Mechaber might also paskin like the Rash, because if you notice, the Mechaber only paskins the din Mechatchila, not B'diavad. So the Nosei Kelim say, oh, you see, the Mechaber also B'diavad would be Meiko, like the Rash. Well, we'll talk about Hanan, but you could have a problem here without Hanan, according to Rabbeinu Baruch. In the event that right.
So why do we have to say the whole thing about pouring out the water? Well, he's passing like the Rash, so then you're not even. He's
talking
about
Chazak. L'chatchila. We're first. We were trying pouring out the water. We're trying to understand Rabbeinu Baruch's view. Not l'chatchila. You should just wait till it gets cold. But we were all of our clearing until now was trying to understand Shitas Rabbeinu Baruch.
Because the Ramah himself is not cold.
Now we're trying to figure out halachisa. So it happens to be that the Ramah passes like the Rash, the Shach and the Taz. Paskin like Rabbeinu Baruch, and the Gra rejects the Rash because of this very question. It says it's Keneged Simin Kaf Aleph, and Simin Kaf Aleph is based off of the Gemara, right? Remember we saw that Gemara in Tzvachim, so that was where you guys got very into this. I remember, right? So that's why you got that's why you remember you were having to the answer right away. Exactly. Look at that. It pays to learn B'Iyun every so often. so that's the that kasha is now. The same stira really exists in the Rambam.
Hey, what's the answer again?
Their answer is like this. Let me try to say it up a little more b'harchava. That the Taz over there in Simen Kuf Aleph says that the Yesod is Im Nishtana Mikadmuso Aminan Kol Deparish. So the reason over there we say Kol Deparish and we don't say Isura Beruba Isa is because there was a Shinoi, right? What happened? There were 100 barrels, whatever, 150 chatichos, and you chopped up 100. So in that case we say Kol Deparish, Meruba Parish, and therefore since there's a Shinoi in 100, we assume that the 100 are from the Rov, which means they're Mutter. As opposed to over here, when we say Yisura Beruba Isa, so it's not Nishtana Mekanuso, that you just poured it out. It was originally 100 fish, and now it's 60-40. So therefore, it's different. That was the clear. That's what that's what Shmuel wanted to say. Right? Okay. But let's before we get to his answer, let's widen the question a little bit. Apparently, the Gra didn't like your answer. So the truth is that there's a stira in the Rambam himself. On the one hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, writes, it's talking here about a tabash of Avodah Zarah. Nisarva b'mea v'nischalku arbaim l'makom echad v'shishim l'makom acher v'naflu harbaim kulan l'tabos acheros kulan mutaros. So you have one of tabash of Avodah Zarah, which is an Isser Mashu, gets mixed in with 100 mutar tabos. And then 40 of those mutter tabos go into another taroves. The second taroves is mutter. Why? Because we say Isur Beruba Isa, the Isur Tabas is in the 60. But if the 60 Tabos gets mixed into a second Tarovest, then everything is Asur. Because again, we assume Isur Beruba Isa. So on the one hand, we see the Rambam Paskins Isur Beruba Isa. On the other hand, the Rambam also paskins that halacha that we saw from Siman Kaf Aleph. If you have 150 Chavios, and this Arva Chavis Bekuf Nun Chavios, the Niftachu Mehem Mea, No tel mehem kidei dimua, chavis achas, v'shose hameya, v'ashar chamishim asuros. Ve'en machzikin osa chavis shel truma shehi berov. Right? So there he says, we don't say surabi rubi, we say basically called a parish. So, how yom yashav the steer in the Rambams? So Shmuel had his answer. The Lecha Mishnik is a different answer.
How much is
big steak
or
rove?
Why is the same question at the
So the question is, what's the answer? So Lecha Mishnah answers, it depends if there's one Tarovos or two Tarovos. That Trei Sveikos, then we say Yisur Beruba Isa. Otherwise, one. In which case, the Psak of the Rash here is wrong. Right, because there aren't two taruvos. So it depends on how you answer that question that you're going to decide whether the Rosh is plausible. So as you said, the Gra rejects the Rosh because he thinks it's against the Rambam, against the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Kaf Aleph. If you give the answer that Rabbi gave and that Shmuel gave, so then you have a different answer. Then the Rosh's Pshat is tenable. Yeah.
Is there a support for the Gra against that answer based on Umar and Yuma about something in Fasho says if you move places, so Rabbi Yochanan or Rav or whatever says that moving places is enough to shift the road? I mean, if that's enough of a shino to say that we'll go by road even by Fasho. So we see that moving from place to place.
You're saying that this is an ishtana, pouring from one pot to another pot is an ishtana. You don't just need chopped up. And therefore, we should once again say called the parish move a parish.
You say like this, Rajiv says, eight machzikin, yuabba lumakbom, which he includes from the pot to the other plate, to the plate. And that, those are different from Bumbos, and maybe that is significant enough difference.
You definitely potentially combat that in this particular case because the Tarobos will end up being back together in somebody separate cleat. Meaning, there's no significance of all the 100 fish being in barrel X as opposed to barrel Y.
Why?
All together. The Torovis is going to move all together to also be already.
They're
not going to be Zalbacha for that, that all of them are eventually going to be poured into the same exact
barrel. Well, Mr. says, if you find a fly on the plate, you don't know, it could have fallen in the plate, could have fallen in the pot, you don't know. So, to say Makom, you just happen to have, it's the same stuff, what's the Makom? Who cares what container I use it in? It's higher, who cares?
I think that's a different rule. I mean, I think you might be right, but I don't know if that's really a raya. That's just that relates to using chazakos backwards. This is a different shaila.
The point here is that mere location shift is insignificant enough to trigger being called parish. I'm trying to show from other places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
location
I think
shift is a significant change to trigger other halachic factors. So it should be here as well. Could be here as well.
Okay. I hear. Cool, I'll think about it. But that is part of the issue with the Rosh. Maybe there are other answers.
Yeah.
It's not clear how we paskin. Like, it could be that the Rosh that relates to being miyashiv shitas Rambam. Maybe that's only a chumra by Avodah Zarah, in which case you could be mekel. That's the way. There are other answers given to be miyashiv shitas Rambam, some of which will work for the Rosh and some won't. Yeah.
Is that limited to Derabon? Does it say like Tolan or something?
Here we don't need Tolan. We only say Tolan for Derabon.
Tolan is different than saying it's another Tolan.
Yeah. This is a function of Rov.
And Tolan was.
Tolan is like the Yamamelech Vart. That if you have a birya that gets mixed in with 1,000 other things, and one of them fell into the Yamamelech, we say we're tolan that the Isser fell into the Amamelach.
But here it's easier because you're just...
Here it's just Rove. Why can't... What the Rashi seems to be doing is saying we apply Rove. Now again, if this is all right, then the Rash would only be Makil if there was a Rove, right? Meaning to say, you first poured out Rove and then you poured out Miyot. If you look at the Lashon of the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes the lenient position, he writes, Delo machzekinan isura, which is not... Seems like it's a different svara. That lashon comes from the Maharai in Hago Shari Dura. The lashon of the Maharai was demishum chshasha, ein lesser misafek. This is a chshash. What's a chshash? It came out in the second batch. Well, maybe it came out in the first batch. You don't have to be choshesh. It came out in the second batch. You don't have to assume the worst case scenario. That potentially would say maybe this would be true even if there's not a rove. Now it's a chiddush because I don't know. I would have thought to say speka deraisa l'chumra, not mechshasha lo machzakina nisser. If you look at the Darkei Moshe, though, the Darkei Moshe, even on the lashon of the Ramah, he quotes this in the Shulchan Aruch. He has this lashon of lo machzakinan. Darkei Moshe, he puts it together with the Rash, and also the Taz Dalid and the Gra Dalid assume that really there's one svara, and when we say lo machzakina nisser, that's because we're talinan that isura beruba isa. But if you look at the Menachos Yaakov, it's again klal nun osvav, he understands that the svar the marai is different from the rash, and the nafka mina is he would be makel even without a rove. I think he says it in the Ramah. The problem is, again, I don't really understand that svara. Why, you know, why wouldn't you say safik deraisa l'chumra, right? It had to come out in the first batch or the second batch. So why assume that it came out in the first batch more than the second batch? I assume it's some type of cheskas heter is really what he's getting at. Cheskas heter says it's more likely to have come out in the first batch. I don't know. I don't know this far.
Didn't we see that in Tzadikas?
Yeah, what did we say?
It also said over there that as long as we had shishim originally, no, we're not machzikinon.
I understand. So we already started off as shishim, but lamaisa, it had to come either in the first batch or the second batch, right? There's no other option. So what gives you the right to say lo isure iser lo machzakina unless asuma came out in the first batch? So if you say rove, I understand. But why wouldn't you just say safek deraisa l'chumra? It's equally, there's two possibilities, both seem to be equally likely. So what gives you the right to be meiko? But on the other hand, I mean, the Melchus Yaakov was right, that the Lashon of the Ramah does really sound that way. I just don't know why it would be true. Which is, I think, why the Darkei Moshe and the Taz and the Gra all assume that this is, even though the Lashon is something like Yisur Achzuke Yisur Lo Machzakin, and really it means Yisur Berubisa.
Isn't evidence that
it's a big chiddush to apply Cheskas Heter to a case like this, because there's latest a suffix, and the Cheskas Heter doesn't directly address it. It indirectly addresses it, meaning to say that if it did come out in the first batch, then it would remain mutter. But I would have assumed that the reis over here is enough of a latest a suffix to say suffix the reis al-chumra. Okay, now as I mentioned before, the Ramah is very into the Svar the Rash, and the Toras Chatas, he brings a whole bunch of other reasons to be Makel like the Rash. So what are the reasons? So these are quoted in both Shach Aleph and Taz Dalet, as well as in the Toras Chatas. So number one is, he says, it should be Mutar al Tzafik D'Rabbanan L'Kula, just like in Siman Tzadi Ches, in a case of Nishbach by Min Bemino, where we're Mako, in the case of Safik Shishim. Now the problem is, why is this a Safik Durabanan Lakula? Right? Tom Kicker's Ashmi Duraisa. So maybe you'll say, because Chanan by Shari Suin is Durabanan? And without Chanan, there wouldn't be an Isser, because obviously one shrimp can't Asser 100 fish. But the Mefarshim don't say that, and that's l'chora, because even without Chanan, you would have a problem, because again, let's say we're trying to explain the Rash, right? So the Rash is Mako even by Beitzim, let's assume, right? Even without Rove.
So
then
depend on the two definitions of the Rash that we just said about whether it's any chaskas, any just one chaskina, or whether it's to one Rove.
Yes, it might. Let's again, doesn't the every the Shach writes that the nafkamina, one nafkamina between the Rash and Rabbeinu Baruch is the case of the eggs, because in the case of the eggs you don't have rove, right? Wasn't that the difference between the eggs and the fish, by whether there's rove? Doesn't been a Rosh Yato if you call a poskin. To the Isa Bagosha Idura, right? So the Shach said you needed Rove. The Rove and Meshkos Marshal, the Marshal was Mako even by Beitzim, even without the Rove. And so too is the Rama, good. The Kan Baga, good. So, Lemaisa, the Rama is Mako even without Rove, even by Beitzim, even though there's no presumed Rove. So the question is, that's a din deraisa. So how could the Taras Chata say that the Rash is Mekel base, or he's not, this isn't necessarily the reason for the Rash, but this is another reason why the Rash is Psak is correct, based off of Safik Derabban and Lahakel. L'chora, we're dealing with the potential Isser deraisa. So that basically is the question that the Shach and the Taz both ask on the Taras Chatas. Right, I'll read you what the Taras Chatas Lashon is. D'me'achar d'yeshel stapik b'davar az linan l'kula d'lo gara me'ilu nistapik lan em nishpach harotev ihayashishim d'kol sheyesh sham levatlo b'mino b'rov lo have el esveka d'rabanan v'az linan l'kula. So again, L'chorah, the Ramah here is trying to be Mekel the Beitzim. Mekel in the case of the Beitzim. They are Aser, right? The Beitzim are Aser according to Rabbeinu Baruch, Mutter according to the Rash. And he's basically, sounds like he's saying that this is Min B'mino. That's why he's Mekel, because it's Min B'mino. So the Taz and the Shach both say, what are you talking about? Beitzah Afroach, or Beitzah Sheish Bogdam, is Min B'sheino Mino. So how do you explain the Ramah? So if you look at the Minchas Yaakov on the Taras Chatas, he says maybe the Ramah holds that Beitza is Min B'mino, because it's both a Beitza. It's Ramah L'shitaso that we go Basar Shema. An egg with a blood spot and an egg, is they're both eggs. Oh, so the Ramah L'shitaso. The Shach tries to say, well, what about fish? What are you going to say there? So that maybe, okay, maybe the Ramah only needs to come onto the Sfara for the eggs. For the fish, you could be Mekel because there's Rove. And therefore, it's only Nisr D'Rabbanan, Al Tzchanan, and then you could say Safik D'Rabbanan L'Hakel. And for the eggs, we don't have Rove, so then you're Mekel because of Min B'mino.
It's not the
Mashmah,
but it's talking about just the eggs, is it?
So, maybe. So that's why the Shach doesn't, he tries to give a different answer. The Shach tries to say, well, it's Min B'mino, maybe even for the fish. And L'shitaso, you need it to taste different. Well, maybe the shrimp and the sardines have the same taste. Okay. the Rebbe Kiviger points out that he tries to prove, if you take a look, he brings a raya from Rashi and Chulin Sadi Zayin Abed Aleph, that you find that there are fish of a dog tame that have the same taste as fish of a dog tahor. The OU claims that this is common. This is why they say you have to get have a mashgiach for fish, because they're non-kosher fish that have the same taste as kosher fish. But anyway, so that's way the Shach tries to learn this Toras Chatas. So therefore, and okay, so that helps for the Shach, right? But what about for the Rama, who says you go baser shema? So the Shach says, well, maybe it's all called fish. Okay, tame fish, tahor fish, fish is fish. Fish is fish. You know, only fancy people talk. We talked about this in Sadi Ches, the Shem Levi, is it an adjective? Is it a noun? Right? Maybe sardines and shrimp are in the same category. They're the same shame. They're fish and a fish. Okay, that's a difficult shot, but that's what the Shach claims that the Rama must be assuming. And then the Shach says, well, maybe you could have a different answer why it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, because maybe it's Aser Midirabbanan because Tzir of Dag Tmeim is not Aser Min HaTorah. And Beitza Shenisrakim Ba'afroach Onimtza Badam Eini Surah Ela Midirabbanan. That Tmeim is not by Dag Tamei. According to Taisus, Tosfos Mechalek between Tzir of Dag Tamei versus Tzir of Latzei Nevela. That's machlokas rishonim. The Shach himself is machmir, paskins lahachmir, because he says that al de bishul for sure it's deraisa. Because why wouldn't you say tam kikr by dag tamei? In achanami, the tzir of dag tamei, the stuff that it naturally secretes without bishul would be aser midirabanan. But if you cook it, then it's a potential aser deraisa. Anyway, that's the first svara that the Rama says to be makel. Well, the second svara, he says, is that it's omid letztarif. This is based off of what we say in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Siv Zayin. Let's say you have two kederos of heter, and Isser falls into one of them, and you don't know which one it fell into, and you don't have a shir bittel in either one, but they're omid letztarif because they belong to one person, and they're going to get mixed in together in just a second. So then we say shneim mitzdarfim levatlo shakol lefi shakol shehen shel adam echad asid lesariv. That's a psak of the Rashba, which we more or less accept. So here too, since they're omed litzdarif, right? It's true, the 60 and the 40 are separated, but in just a minute, they're going to be mixed together again. And therefore, there's bittel. That's the second svar of the Rama. So the Shach says, what are you talking about? Simen kuf yud aleph is dafka because it's min bimino. The Gras says that also. Now, the Rama might be lishitaso. Like we said, the Rama might be a season. This is min bimino. Or maybe you could say that even if it's min b'sheinu mino, he would hold the din of the Rashba is true. What do you mean? Tam kikar is chal. So how could you say that it's omid letzdari if it doesn't help? So maybe the answer is no. That since after their mitzdarif, it's all going to be mutter anyway, because after their mitzdarif, there won't be any tam shel iser. Right? Because there's one iser and 100 heter. So all the fish in the end of the day are going to be mutter. Why do you want to be machmir al tzchanan? Okay, then we could have this kula of the Rama, the kula of the Rashba of omid letztarif with respect to an iser drabanan. Or maybe you'll say because of the Rashba, right? The Rashba that the 40 became aser will never again become mutter even without chanan. But still, maybe that too is an iser drabanan. If you assume that in Metzius, it spreads throughout, and the Chumr, the Rashba, is just because of a Kamdina type Svara. So that too is a Dindirabanan, probably. You'd have to say that everything is mispashit when it's in a klisheni, which is difficult, but maybe the Ramaz Chiddush that we said before, that since it's hot and tahat, so the water, that's where Kamdirdiyuk comes in the Ramah, causes everything to be mispashit b'shabe. In other words, the rotev is molich, the tam, from the iser fish into the heter fish, everything is mispashit b'shabe. And therefore, really, we're only dealing with an Isidra Banan. There's not going to be any fish in the end of the day with Nesinas Tam. So the Isidra Banan, whenever it comes to Isidra Banan, we say this kula, that any time it's Omeid Letztareif, then it's Mutter. Maybe that's the Svara of the Rama. And again, you have to say that vart from the Hagash Aridura, that since it's hot, going into hot, even though it's in a klisheni, it could somehow cause it to be mitzdarif. Yeah. Yeah. The third pshat, the third raya that the Rama gives for himself, is that there's no chanan without yediyah. Remember that. See? We can't get far from it. So,
even though there's a chalus in the
paper. Ah, so what's the pshat? That he's mekel. This is quoted also at the end of the shach, that there's no chanan without yediyah, right? Which was one of the deos in Simon Sadi Tess, Sif Cut and Base in a dark emosha. So, therefore, it should be okay. Now again, for this svara to make sense, you also have to assume that the Tam Isser and the 40 Dagim Tameim were somehow mispashet lebasof, which is the point that the Shach said was wrong, because it's a klisheni and it's Iroy at best, but the Rama seemed to assume was correct, because again, of the answer of the Minchas Yaakov, Tzil Sadek, and the like. So that seems to be the svara of the Rama. Okay, so what about the Kli? So the Rama writes, and this is based off of the Smag, which is quoted in the Beis Yosef, that even if you're going to be machmir to aser the fish or the eggs, but the kli doesn't eat agala. Why? Because we're ma'amidin es kli al cheskaso shelo nasar. Now, l'chora, this is tamua. Why? Because why in the world would you say this? If the food is aser, the kli is aser. And I would have really even thought the opposite. I would have thought that if anything, you know, there's a cheskas hetar on the food, so, and if anything, maybe you could even say the cheskas hetar on the food is stronger than the kli, because the food is transformed from hetar into iser through chanan, whereas the kli is just bolea. Rabbi tried to argue, no, maybe there's a better cheskas hetar on the kli, because the kli itself is, we don't really care about the kli, it's a din in ishtamshas, it's a cheskas heter ishtamshas. Not sure. Not so clear, but that's what he says. Now, if you look at the Maril was asked, what's the difference between the Meichel that we're machmir for and the kli that we're made for? Why is it, Taka, that with respect to the food we don't apply a cheskas heter, and with respect to the kli we do apply a cheskas heter? And the Maril writes, we were only matir the kli achar meis leis, because at that point it's already nifkam taimo, and it would only aser midirabbanan gzeira atu ben yomo. But by Meichel, it's not shaykh that, because if the Meichel became aser, it remains aser. So therefore, you have to be machmir. So this brings us back to our favorite rule. Exactly. So l'chori, you see that the Maril doesn't hold of Safik Deraisish and his Galgalios Safik Derabanan. The problem is that the Rama quotes it. The Maril also writes that by Beitzim, another reason to be Machalik is by Beitzim, Ef Shar Shalom Nasu Chelak Mehem. And therefore, since you can't put them all on their Chazaka, because that would be Vadai Sheker Legabe Miktsasan. He compares it to like Shnei Shvilin, meaning to say some of the eggs for sure became Aser, right? The ones that touched it, let's say. So if you were to put the eggs on the Cheskas Heter, what would that mean? All the eggs would be Mutter, and that's Vada Sheker. So we can't apply Chazaka in a case where that's going to lead to a din that's Vada Sheker. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to the pot, it is very possible that the pot's 100% mutter. How so? If the egg came out in the first batch, the Isra egg came out in the first batch, then the pot is taka mutter. So that's those are the two svaros of the Maharil. Okay. Now, the Taz says a very interesting psak. None of you guys saw this, right? You gonna get into the Taz? So I don't know why I didn't until now, but we'll stop here. We'll finish tomorrow, or Thursday, if you want. You could have till Thursday. It won't take us more than like another, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes to finish. Certainly an hour.
So Thursday and Monday?
So, so we'll say like this. We'll have Chabura on Thursday at 5:30. I assume everybody will be finished by then. But make sure to get started on Siman Kof Ches. Don't... planning on finishing this today and doing Siman Kof Ches on Thursday. That was the original plan. So so we won't start Siman Kof Ches till Monday, but actually, like, make sure you did Siman Kof Ches by Monday, not like today. And of course, quickly finish up the Bechinos. Okay? All right. Anybody want a Bechina?